chapter 73,
text 21. There's just translations, about 10 of them. What I'll do is I'll read to the end of the chapter translations, and tomorrow's verse can be begun from chapter 74, text 1, will be tomorrow's verse.
Bhavanta eta dignaya
Bhavanta eta dignaya
Dinyatyu patyam antava
Dinyatyu patyam antava
Madhyajan kurkarar yuktaha
Madhyajan kurkarar yuktaha
Vajadarmena rakshata
Vajadarmena rakshata
Understand that the material body and everything connected with it have a beginning and an end. Worship me by Vedic sacrifices. And with clear intelligence. Protect your subjects. In accordance with the principles of religion.
Text 22.
As you live your lives, beginning the generation of progeny, and encountering happiness and distress, birth and death, always keep your mind fixed on me.
Text 22.
Be detached from the body and everything connected to it. Remain self-satisfied, steadfast to keep your vows, while concentrating your mind fully on me. In this way, you will ultimately attain me, the Supreme Absolute Truth.
Shishukabhaksam Vidyakishan Rinan Krishna Bhagavan Bhuvaneshwara Tesham Nyayukta Purusham Sriyo Madhana Karmani.
Shukadeva Goswami said, having thus instructed the kings, Lord Krishna, the Supreme Master of all the worlds, engaged male and female servants in bathing and grooming them.
Suparyam Paryam Yasya Sahadevina Bhagavata Karadi Vokikari Vastrai Bhushanai Sravkilepanai.
O Descendant of Arth, the Lord then had King Sahadev honor them with offerings of clothing, jewelry, garlands, and sandalwood paste, all suitable for royalty.
Bhojayitva Varanina Susnatam Samalantam Bhogasta Vividar Yukam Kambulajar Vipochitai.
After they had properly bathed, and adorned, Lord Krishna sought for a diet and excellent food. He also presented them with various items befitting the pleasure of kings, such as betel nuts. Next verse. Honored by Lord Mukunda, and free from tribulation, the king shone splendidly, their earrings gleaming, as the moon and other celestial bodies shine brilliantly in the sky at the end of the rainy season. Next text. When the Lord ordained for the kings to receive a chariot drawn by fine horses and adorned with jewels and gold, and pleasing them with various gracious words, he sent them off to their own kingdoms. Next text. Thus liberated from all difficulty by Krishna, the greatest of personalities, the kings departed, and they went. And when they went, they thought only of him, the Lord of the universe, and of his wonderful deeds. Next text. The king told their ministers and other associates that the personality of God had done, and then they diligently carried out the orders he had imparted to them. Next text. Having arranged for Bhishma Saint to kill Sarasvanda, Lord Keshava accepted worship from King Sahadev and then departed with the two sons of Krishna. Text 32. When they arrived in Indraprastra, the victorious heroes blew their conch shells, bringing joy to their well-wishing friends and sorrow to their enemies. Next text. The residents of Indraprastra were very pleased to hear that sound, but they understood that now the king of Magadha had been put to rest. King Yudhisthira felt that his desires were now fulfilled. Text 34. Bhima, Arjuna, and Jayadrath offered their respects to the king and informed him fully about what they had done. And the last text. Upon hearing their account of the great favor Lord Keshava had mercifully shown him, King Dhammaraj shed tears of ecstasy. Yet he felt such love that he could not say anything. Such then is the purpose of the humble service of divine grace, A.G. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. In the 10th canto, 73rd chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam entitled Lord Krishna, Thus is the Liberated Kings.
Om Ajnana Tindaram Dasyam Jarantana Salakrayam Chokshuram Laditam Yena Dhamma Shri Ravayamaha Shri Chaitanya Haro Vishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Svayarupapitam Ayandara Vishwadatikam Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Ravadhyur Bhaktivinoda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Madhavam Shri Chaitanishwara
So you all have just finished the Transcendental Marathon service. How many devotees here went out and did some form of distribution for the marathon? Oops. Pretty much most of the devotees right now. It's always amazing after a marathon that there is a special sense of family spirit. Because we're actually working in harmony with the Parampara. Ivam Paraparapchattam, Imam Rajarshaya, we do. We're actually getting mercy coming in Parampara. So I noticed you're very fortunate in this sense. You conclude your marathon by the Jnanyatra celebration. Of course, yesterday there was a bit of a Prasada Seva celebration. I heard very nicely. Half the devotees came after 7 o'clock. We're reading here a very wonderful description how after the Lord had killed Jarasandha and delivered the kings, that their place in a position of desperation slash a separation. We see the prophet Krishna consciousness has various facets of Svantanda, Abhideya, and Prayojana. And if we note, especially during a marathon, you can note whether you're a pujari on the altar, you're distributing books, you're raising donations to facilitate the preaching, various fields of service, that you each are going through different trials, different tests, different obstacles. Because you see these types of marathons, of course the marathon means eternal service to the Lord. But sadhanakara, bhajanakara, murtijanivur. That whatever marathons you go through, your bhajan, through your life, it will be tested at the time of death. So those who have had some experience after yearly marathons, remember the different individual difficulties, or shall we say even the collective difficulties. But A.K. Kuranandana, there's been a focus and service to the Lord. I'll probably give an example. You may have the cooking in the kitchen, and you may make some noise, right? You know, different cooks, different styles. There may be so much noise, but the ultimate end result is there. The offering is made to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So the beauty of Prabhupada's movement, which we see nowhere else in the world, is where there is a collective of devotees who are empowered. Krishna Shakti Vinayakarpavartana. They experience the momentum of becoming empowered in Parampara. So again, the difficulties, individually or collectively, actually in time, they will disappear. They will actually disappear in the sense of, well, yad yad harati shrishta. We have difficulties. Then, if we pursue the process of Krishna consciousness, then we'll actually preach by example. Those who know, who've been in the movement for some years, that when you become
you know, you may have various difficulties, but when you actually absorb yourself in the process, then others become inspired by that, and your own difficulties disappear, and what happens? You vanish. So you take on the difficulties of others. You take on the burdens of others. So the beautiful process. It's very, very simple. And the marathons kind of help us apply our intelligence to see how Krishna can come in various ways. Here the kings have been relieved of a great situation. As described here, King Sahadev was ordered by the Lord to decorate them. They were bathed, decorated, and they were asked to return to the kingdom. But the Lord gave them various instructions, but don't make the same mistake again. Don't base happiness in terms of external perspectives, in terms of the body. The body is simply temporary. Of course, we don't get misunderstood here. Many times persons, you know, hear, oh, you people, you're not the body. Oh, you're not this, you're not that. But ultimately, we see the body as a very wonderful field. It is a temple which we use in service to the Lord. So getting back to the principle of what helps us understand how to be fixed in Krishna consciousness, to use the body in the proper sense, and to see the different tests and trials coming our way in a perfect light, to work in harmony with the Supreme Lord. And again, this process, sambandha abhideya tayoja. Sambandha refers to the relationship to the Lord. One must establish a relationship. Abhideya, the process. And Prayojan, the ultimate goal, the love of Godhead. But when there's an imbalance in terms of the focus on relationships, not so much on the process, or not so much on the ultimate goal, then there can be some difficulty. For example, one can take the process in a sentimental way, or see it in a cheat manner. When you focus yourself just on the process, not so much in the relationship, or the ultimate goal, the process of Vaidhi Bhakti, following the rules and regulations, coming to the temple, sending your vows, etc., etc., you may go through all the externals of the process, but what about the heart? So we can take our temperature. If we meditate simply the goal of Godhead, this is the goal, but we don't understand the certain stairways to attain that level of goal, sambandha and abhideya, then our understanding of the ultimate goal can simply be theoretical. Prabhupada said, philosophy without religion can be a bit speculative, without a surrender of process to the Supreme. Or religion without philosophy can be sentimental or fanaticism. You see, what Prabhupada has given us is a complete bridgeway over the most difficult situations as we find ourselves in the sandbox of the material world. Prabhupada has given us perfect philosophy with perfect spiritual content. And then he gives us a mission, a society, and various marathons within society to realize that process, to realize the power of the proper balance of sambandha, abhideya, and prayojana. So today, in the wonderful sannyasa ceremony, we can actually go into a new marathon, another marathon of current of understanding the Vedic Siddhanta. We see Lord Chaitanya debating the Lord Jagannath that a very symbolic, it's described in Chaitanya Charitamrita, that when they bathe the Lord, and the curtains close, Mahaprabhu immediately experienced intense separation from the Lord. And this is just a precursor to the whole experience of the Mahayatra festival, where the Lord is absorbed in this whole meditation, and the followers of the Lord, of how to bring Krishna back to Vrindavan. That mood of separation. And we see that the Sanatra is a kickoff to that whole experience, that whole marathon focus of separation from the Supreme Lord, in terms of developing a sense of connection, a sense of using our mind, body, and word in service to the Lord. And we, so when we have these types of festivals, it underlines this point that Krishna is actually a person. I think it was with Pankaj Jandri, was relaying one nice pastime that happened in Mayapur 2 years ago. they after sending out your ceremony, they laid it more down on the bed. And that night, he got an incredible fever. And he figured he'd done some aparad, some deity, seva aparad, like that. And he got up and just bled out like a half an hour of the Bhagavad Gita. He was wondering, what have I done? And he felt like sick himself. He actually felt like he had a fever. And so the next day, one of the guards, the Toki guards, for the Jagannath, he came up to Pampigandru and said, you know what happened last night? I heard these noises inside the temple compound. And there was someone sneezing, Hachuta! And sobbing, and all this, it sounded like someone was very sick. You go closer and closer to the temple, and you heard this sobbing and sneezing. And he became so scared, he became very fearful. What's happened? So then he just ran away. You know, it's like, seemed so incredible, so inconceivable. He ran away, locked the door, and went back to the devotee ashram. And then the devotees realized, well, there's only one other person. He just got bathed that day who was sick. Now the Supreme Personality has got it. You see, the example is, everything in the material field is a perverted reflection of the spiritual. So we do see sickness in this plane. You've all experienced when the winter comes, when the flu is, etc., stuffed nose like this. Well, the Lord deep engages in his pastime. Some it is said that this Smanyatra pastime where the Lord gets sick after the bathing, it's described in Puri that many people come to the Lord talking about, please, my Lord, please, give me a new cap, or give me this, or give me that. In terms of a sakama, you know, actually asking for material motivations. And the Lord becomes tired in this sense of, you know, of course there's so many Vaishnavas, and Vaishnavas coming offering prayers for service. But the Lord likes to take a break. And of course in this temple we see the Lord Jagannath just likes to engage in his pastime in the sense of increasing that mood, that marathon mood, attachment to him. And he goes upstairs and the devotees give him nice beverages to recover from his health and write nice letters. It's just a sweet exchange. It's amazing. The Lord becomes his Atmarag, he's self-satisfied, but Anathakam, he becomes controlled. He becomes dependent by his devotee. The Supreme Personality of God is becoming sick. Well, he does manifest that path by why? To reunite with his devotees, to develop those loving exchanges. So it's amazing when we know in this pastime here, Bhagavani was getting sick. He realized it was just the Lord was wanted to give him this realization that I get sick. It's not just simply some type of festival. There was one sadhu named Jaimini Ghosh, who was the early, the first pujaris of Lord Jagannath. Do you know the history where the Lord was in Mayapur, Rajapur? Who's seen the Jagannath deities in Rajapur? Have you ever seen him with a turban saw? Have you, Keshava? Oh, you must come someday. You come to Snanatra. You must come someday in Mayapur. What time of year is it? You must make that experience. It's just the most incredible. Lord Jagannath. I was able to render a little service. I was taking some photos of the deities, and I got some very beautiful photos, which actually, the day before I came back to Melbourne, I got a drill. I went to my room, I used to carry with it. I got big photos, and with the permission of Pujari, I put these big photos of Jagannath right to his left and to his right at the altar there. Do you see those yet? I got it without Janayana's Pumpy Johnny knowing, you know, because usually they try to block me to do these things, but they're there. And they're going, what can you do? You know, give her off, you know. And so the deity is so amazing, Lord Jagannath. He's got it's like, how would you say, sometimes you have like an afro, like those who have like a round, you know, like, what do you call it? Kinky hair, right? So sometimes, those who, you know, there's a tendency in the fashion world to take curlers and make like you know, straighter. So it's kind of like a partial comb, like that. So Lord Zenana's hair is like, it's like a real, like waves, you know? It's the most amazing. Most amazing deity and how they sit up. So anyway, this Jamini Ghosh was walking, 15 years of age, he's walking down the street one and not asleep. And this big tree comes down. And it was like he was convinced there was some Buddha doing it. So he asked for protection. And then that voice came from the sky. And the voice said, "Do not worry. You can progress now. You have my protection." He kind of walks, okay. He starts walking on. He goes, "Wait a minute. If you're my protector, then," and he was wondering, some powerful entity was there. "If you're my protector and my real well-wisher, can you bring me back to my house?" And he was running towards the opposite side of Ganga of Nadia. Then he was picked up, down the road, across the street, across the Ganga, no boat. It's a true story. And brought right to his father's house. And he was amazed. And the voice said, "I am Jagannath, and I am very hungry. So you must come to Rajapur and start doing some puja. You must give me something to eat." So it actually is a whole pastime of how, in relation to Jagannath, that he would offer these different, he would have limited wealth, and either a tree would fall down in the courtyard and they would get wood and sell the wood, or money would be given in the hundi every day, just enough for Lord Jagannath's pleasure. And so it came to pass that this is actually right before the Jagannath Mandir was given to ISKCON, that the Lord made so many pastimes and arrangements to help his devotee understand his personal presence. "I am always there. I am always watching. I am always there ready for service." So as we do our marathons, and as we can see in this today's transcendental offering to the Lord likes to invoke in our life, "I am a person, I am your best friend. I'm simply waiting for your service." But what happens is, sankalpa, dikalpa, we begin to anger, we begin to lament, I have this difficulty. We identify either with the machine, yantaru dani maya, the machine made of material energy, or we identify with situations around the machine. And we forget that of the overall current of service to surrender. Like I've mentioned to Keshe this morning, that it's like coming to, every year we come to the festival, and it's like another marathon complete, another offering of service, another coming together, another kirtan. But it's like a kaleidoscope of various experiences in Krishna consciousness, which are dealing with a temporal field and an eternal field. The body, you know, in terms of the time and place, and because there is no time in the spiritual plane. So it's almost like the ultimate spiritual deja vu. I've done this before, we've done it before. And actually, in reality, we're just a few days left within this material field, and then by the parampara, we'll call us to another field of service. Whether it is back in Goloka Vrindavan, whether it is another preaching efforts in the material field. But it's all part of that eternal current. Again, with the proper balance of sambandha, abhideya, ayojo. The proper balance, that proper focus. We have difficulty when we lose. I hear the kings, maybe due to some pride, maybe due to some affluence, forgetting their relationship with the Lord, they were imprisoned by Jarasandha. Have you ever had things change, you know, like you have certain plans in life and all of a sudden they become upheaval? You're focusing plans in the service and you may disrange at that range, and all of a sudden, somehow or another, by the range of providence, Krishna pulls the rug. "Why did this happen to me? Why do I have this problem? Why is this happening to the collective yatra? Why? But again, the Srila Prabhupada once said, and he said this here in Melbourne, that actually, anyone who comes to render service to Krishna, even one time, they've begun turning the screw in Krishna's service. They've begun turning the screws. Krishna never forgets that. And he said that actually the devotees of Prema are very special. You never know who's sitting next to you. It could be Narada Muni. So when you see in that light, that the principle of surrender of like-minded souls in service to the Lord, it is a unique arrangement. Nothing happens by chance. So the fact that you've all been sent here to this particular field of service, to the lotus feet of Radha-Vallabha, it's a perfect design. It's a perfect arrangement. So then we want to reinforce those arrangements, like insurance policies. We make situations where we can take advantage of how the Lord has come to us in a most unique way, in a most personal way. And as you try to serve the Lord, then there's a sense of empowerment. Like I always say, I always used to go to the country. And now I find myself in our traveling work, mostly in city environments. But we do make sure we find a few country environments to kind of keep proper focus. But in the '80s, we as devotees learn about the principle of rejecting our material sense gratification for the pleasure of another. Because when we sacrifice ourselves for the pleasure of another, Rakhe Krishna Marake, Mara Krishna Rakhe Ke. We understand the most amazing experience of Krishna. He's actually protecting me in most situations. Without his grace, I have no strength, I have no shelter, I have no protection. So if Krishna wants to kill someone, no one can stop him. And we see that in world events. Due to those who are under the hard root, hard rain of karma, their protection is just simply Mithu Sarvaharas Chaham. That's all they're getting. They're experiencing Bhagavan in the form of death. But for devotees, experiencing a sense of being held, nurtured, and protected. Like the example of the cat and the mouse. The cat is looking at the mouse, just like I was actually at Perth, this part of the year. I just came home from Sankirtan, and actually, it was funny, a little black cat came across the road. There's a black cat there. It wasn't a rungi. A little black cat. It looked like a little mouse went across the road. Yeah, the mouse finished right there in the spot. Of course, I'm not superstitious, black cat. But I must admit, there's something to it, you know. The next day, I was in the mall, you know, inside the mall, and I was actually working with throughout the mall like that. And big black security guard, you know, comes up, you know. But somehow or another, he made eye contact, but I didn't make eye contact with me, and I was able to, you know, there was no encounter. Where if I stayed longer, there might have been an encounter. So I really thought about the black cat last night, you know. And a little frog, you know, a little mouse, you know. I say, actually, it's by the mercy of the Lord, because I'm trying to serve the Lord in some capacity that, materially speaking, I would have been, my loving exchange with the Christian soul would have been interrupted. But it's amazing. You all experience that in situations where the Prabhupada says, if you cut your hand, those are in the kitchen. It's amazing. I can't get it over in India, how they cut with it, like the guillotine facing towards you, and you like this, you know that? What do you call it? It's like a. Huh? I mean, that's like scary. It's one thing, we're cutting like this, anyways. I don't know if anyone's ever worked with one of those, but I'm sure it can be some lessons. There's a few fingernails. But it's amazing. All the tests that we go through is a perfect design. I simply want you to surrender to me. I simply want you to love me. The Lord will manifest a particular lila and pastime to help solidify this understanding. I am a person. So today I'm going to have a big party. You're going to bathe me. And every year it's a cold milk. I remember that. You know, I thought it was cold. You know? And the Lord is like, you get sick. And all of a sudden, he brings all attention to himself. You know, you notice how Krishna, he loves bringing attention to himself. That he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He's the only person who can do it successfully. Notice, you know, in the material world, everyone's trying to, you know, I mean, you walk into a room and someone says, hey, you know, you have these fish, boy, he cut the most amazing curd yesterday. Kind of curved my perk up a little bit. Oh, who's saying that? Who appreciates him? Oh, sorry. But, but the point being is, it's like, you know, for devotees, you know, oh, how can I increase my service to Krishna? But for a materialist, one will think, you know, today was Boxing Day today. You know, everyone's feeling. You go just go downtown for big discounts, you know. I think some people, I've talked to many people during Christmas, they don't buy presents. So I think they go afterwards, correct? Forget about religious, you know, Veda Vadarata, ritualistic performances. Forget about that. Let's just get a good deal, you know. Save some money, you know. I love Australia. But it's like that anywhere. But it's amazing if you really know individually how the Lord enters your life in a special way. Or He gives you this difficulty, that difficulty, this problem with the health, that problem. It's a perfect design to give us just what we need. I often give an example. You know, I remember going to the dentist and they put your Novocaine in the mouth and you can't feel your whole head feels like part of the chair. And they're taking the, you know, you have to get tooth out. So they put the little straw, rounded straw, you know, and I won't go any further. But the point is, it's like, you realize that this body you're trying to enjoy in so many ways is giving you so many impediments, so many problems. So you get some realizations that somehow or another, I've been given the association of devotees. Somehow or another, I've been given association with the Lord, Nam, Vaishnava Seva, and Jiva Doi in some capacity. I've been in honored to give Krishna to others in some way, shape, or form. So Krishna makes arrangements to kind of help us understand His divinity. And not in terms of just at a distance, but at a sense of becoming very close. Actually, the Prabhupada said that one should accept the relationship with the Supreme Personality of Godhead as one's friend. So Krishna is Bhaktivatsa. He's a friend of his devotee. So on the marathon, have you realized a step closer to how Krishna is your friend? Anyone realize that? That Krishna is protecting, Krishna is nourishing. But one nice pastime which leads toward described that nicely. I've said it here before, many devotees have heard this pastime, was how in Puri, there was known as the Gajapatis. You know, they were actually the empowered servitors that were Jagannath, and they were very much they used a lot of elephants in the service of the Lord. So one Gajapati wanted to get his son married to the neighboring king. So it came time for the Rathyatra, and the neighboring king came, but he saw the king of Puri acting as a sweeper in front of Jagannath's cart. He goes, oh, I will not give my daughter to the son of a sweeper. And he wrote a letter. If you want my daughter for your son in marriage, you have to fight. You know, Kshatriyas have, you know, they get challenged. Hey, you know. So in this way, the king was in anxiety because, he's the king of Puri. He just served the Lord Jagannath. Hadn't picked up a weapon for 15 years. Just for chorus. And, you know, pole like this. Honey, will die Jagannath, die Jagannath, die Jagannath. So then the king goes, oh, no, what to do. So we have to get the army ready. Because when you're actually challenged, Kshatriya's got to fight. Otherwise, you know, it's what is it? You know, in terms of your ashram, you're not representing your ashram. So then, the king said to the minister, okay, we'll get the men and get organized the army, the different generals. And all the generals are off, you know, doing Jai Jagannath, Kirtan, you know, distributing Jagannath pamphlets here and there, and, you know, making garlands for Jagannath, and, you know, having shnanatras, and, you know, Jai Jagannath. The army was nowhere to be found. And even when you found the general would say, look, you go ask so-and-so, he can fight. I'm too busy dodging. You see, no one's attacked the kingdom. No one's attacked the kingdom for years because they have respect. He's a servant of Jagannath. So they were very much respected. So even the king, he picked up his own sword, and I had a look. Yeah, maybe the swords are. I think, was it in Puri? You can see Maharaj Pashparudra's sword. He has, they have the sword. It's, you know, it's not light, you know. And the king was thinking. The Gajapati king was like, wow, that was close. He had to protect it, muscles involved, and you know, the whole, you know, preparing to fight. And he went before Lord Jagannath. He goes, my dear Lord Jagannath, actually, the prestige of your servant has been challenged. This king wants me to fight. We can't fight these persons. We haven't fought for 15 years. The army's out, you know, learning the different arts of Pokoro cooking. Yeah. The temple, you know, this temple is like, the facade is like first class. Radhavada, you're well fed. So anyways, and then, hey, what to do? So then the king offered his prayers and went to prepare for battle. And then what happened was is that there's a border of Puri. And on the border is this one hut. And there is this one prodigy named Guruni, who means one who serves the yogurt. So this is right between both kingdoms are there. So then these two soldiers, one black soldier on a white horse and a white soldier on a black horse, or like, you know, they're long, two soldiers like that. And they're very hot and tired, so then they go to get some yogurt from Guruni. And big soldiers, very like, you know. And then the black soldier says, oh, we want some yogurt. And she gave a big pitcher. You know, like in the old days, you know, the big old pub tavern had a big rule. You know, okay, a big pitcher of yogurt. Boom, boom, boom. And the white soldier, boom, boom, boom.
We want more.
Huh? Who are you guys? Okay, there. Poured more yogurt in there. And what happened about 3 or 4 times?
Blup, 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 blup.
Who are you soldiers? Who's your king drinking so much yogurt like this? We are the servants of the king of Puri. He is our king. And then they kept saying, we need more yogurt. We've come a long way. She's getting anxiety. You're taking half a day of yogurt. And then she said, look, I don't know who you are. She gave her the whole day's worth of yogurt. Everything. And she went off to take rest. And really, you know, soldiers nowadays are so uncomfortable, so rude, taking all this yogurt. Excuse me, you know, a little Vaishya is trying to just service. And then what happened was a big bat, like in Mayapur, there's giant. I think we'll see it around, Lakshmi. You were saying how the smallest pot you have in the kitchen, right? In Mayapur, the biggest one you have is the smallest one you see in Mayapur, you know? The big fat stainless steel. Finally they're getting stainless steel in Mayapur. Praise the Lord. Finally they're stainless steel. We're getting at least for life members of the kitchen. Anyone in life members get good treatment in Mayapur. But the big fat, put all the yogurt in there, and glub, glub, glub. Finished completely. And she said, who are you guys? And she got up, and she had so much anxiety. Who's going to pay for the yogurt? Huh? Oh, we are simple soldiers. We have, you know, the king will pay. When he comes, the king will pay. Huh? What? What's this? And she said, I'm a single woman. I have no one to take care of me. And you're saying that the king's gonna give me the money. They wrote it on a palm leaf. The message: you give us the king, he'll give you the money. Then one of the black soldiers pulled off a necklace that he was wearing, and the necklace was an ordinary necklace. It was a diamond necklace. She had an octopus with soldiers in those days wearing diamond necklaces, you know. And you know, King Yudhisthira during the Ashwamedha Yajna would throw the gold aside, you know, next, you know. So anyways, she was thinking, now I'm in big trouble. Here I am, a poor woman, and I have this rich necklace, you know, what, now I'm in big trouble. Soldiers go off, and then they approach the neighboring kingdom, the king. Just two soldiers against the entire army. They blow their conch shells, you know, the army gets ready, and the king's kind of laughing. What has the poor king done this time? He sent some sweepers to sweep before my chariot? Oh, my goodness. Anyways, he sent one of his Achilles, you know, and Achilles was a big warrior, you know. So every army has a real like, heavy gladiator, you know. He sent him down, you know, like this. And the black soldiers looked at him. That wakes everybody up. No. Burned him to ashes, right in the spot, just by his glance. And the whole army got prepared. Uh-oh. Whoa, he's not ordinary soldiers. Build up prepared, you know. Then the white soldier says, hey, you, king, you know, why all the bloodshed? Just you and your minister fight with both of us. And the king's pretty valiant because then, you know, he's a king. You know, we're going to go fight you. In a matter of moments, as you can well guess, the black soldier has his sword at the throat of the king. And the white soldier has his sword at the throat of the minister, and they're both on the ground. We surrender. We surrender, yes, I'll do anything you want. And the black soldier says, I want you to write this down. I surrender to the sweeper of Lord Juggernaut, and I will give you, O king, my daughter for your son in marriage. And I'll be there in 3 days. You write that down. Yeah, pick whatever you want, whatever you want. He wrote it down in a palm leaf. And then the black soldier and the white soldier on the white horse and the black horse, they go back. And they go back through, and there's Biruni there, just recovering. Huh. You know, no yogurt, you know, no income. Dole's not there, nothing. You know? So the black soldier gives her a second note. She says, oh, just see, everyone's playing with palm leaves nowadays. But she has a necklace still. Again, palm leaves, who are you guys, you know? And the black soldier says, look, you basically, if the king doesn't believe you, then you show him the necklace. But I want to show you this other letter too. Then you'll understand the whole situation. So then she goes, all right, you know, providence, that's some supply there. They went off. Then finally, the Puri king is now coming with his whole army. And they're very, very thirsty. What happens when you're thirsty? You want need yogurt, you know? And so they asked for yogurt. And she said, you can give the king palm leaves, it's all I have. What a thing, the king comes, you know? Like, you know, the king comes to your temple or your home. Yeah, let me take some palm leaves. You know, we have nothing, we have no curd here, we have no paneer, we have no milk powder stock for you. And in this way, so the king was wondering, well, why is she so irate? Why is she so uncivil? And then he found out, well, you have these big, brutish soldiers who came and drank all my yogurt. And they tell me you're supposed to pay, but I'm lamenting how this is going to happen. So, soldiers? They told me to give you this, and they gave him one of the palm leaves. And the palm leaf was what the king had written, the opposing king. I surrender to you, the sweeper of Lord Juggernaut. I will give you my daughter in marriage. I will come and bring her in 3 days. What's going on? We haven't even fought the battle yet, and the king surrendered to me. This is wonderful, but wait a minute, too good to be true. And then she taught soldiers. They came, and they drank all the yogurt. What soldiers? What two soldiers? He asked for a description. He goes, just too like that. Wait a minute. And they gave the second palm leaf, the first one that the soldiers had written on. And I said, my dear king, we have done you a small favor. Can you do us a favor also and pay for the yogurt? And then the king was like, he was just completely bewildered at this point. Because at the bottom, it's now signed Juggernaut and Balaram. Juggernaut, Balaram, king! So then he's wondering, wait a minute, this is too much. This is, sometimes, am I daydreaming? Is this possible? The king surrendered to me? Juggernaut and Balaram have come, they drank all this yogurt? No. Then she said, here, the black soul told me to give you this. And she showed him the necklace of Juggernaut. And then the king completely, die, Juggernaut, die, Juggernaut, passed out on the ground. And he fulfilled the benediction that the black soul earlier told her. Actually, this king will reward you. And indeed, the king gave her 14 villages and made her the queen. She now became the queen of the villages. So you can see in this pastime how the Lord makes it very clear that I am a person. I'm always there. I'm watching you. And if you want protection from me, I will give you protection. So each of us, hopefully, this last few weeks have gotten some realization how the Lord, Radha Krishnamurti, that ultimately, He's there, He's protecting. But Yoga Prachamahamyaham, actually protecting, He's actually caring what we lack, and preserving what we may lack. So this is the beauty of Krishna consciousness. The process is so powerful. So hopefully we kind of experience a little bit of that, of how Krishna is kind of given a certain sense of empowerment. And today is a very wonderful day to acknowledge the personal empowerment that is there, given by the Lord, that I'm a person, I'm making arrangements in your life. So please do, individually, focus on me, always remember me, never forget me. And then I will give you intelligence. I will free you from the jail. It's like the Lord had freed the king from a disaster situation. I will free you from the jail of this material world. It's like the jail of identification with this material body. And I will bring you back home. This is guaranteed. So what person would buy the ticket, check in the bags, and not get on the plane? Everything's arranged. Go to the airport, everything's there. Meaning, Papa has given everything in a silver platter. And all we have to do, and Srila Prabhupada once said, one devotee before Srila Prabhupada, saying, Prabhupada, we're not going to get personal training from you. The society's growing big. Prabhupada said, I'm doing the puja, I'm cleaning the floors. When I do puja on the altar, Pujari hands me the articles of worship. So I am doing everything. By His mercy, we are each in our capacity of service being allowed to try and make a contribution in some area. Make it solid. And then you depend upon the devotees around you to qualify that service. Because to continue that type of external service, we need internal balance in terms of taking shelter of the Nam, Sadhu Sangha, hearing from the Bhagavatam. So today we can rejoice actually in this festival of how the Lord manifests us before us in such a personal form, and even will manifest symptoms of becoming sick. So our attention go to Him. He becomes controlled by His devotee. The Supreme Lord becomes dependent on His devotee. So this is the one meditation we can have, and make plans for any future opportunities of service and surrender to the Lord. And in this way, understand that this Dhanatra is a springboard towards unlimited fields of dependence in personal interaction with the Supreme Lord. So I will stop there. Does anybody have any questions or comments? Realizations from the marathon? special time of the year. And I always honor coming back to Melbourne. It's a unique temple within the Ajayatra. Prabhupada, how much time do you spend here?
Five times? This temple we pretty far. Right. I don't know if it's meant to be, yeah, you can install to.
Yeah. Amazing, the fact that Prabhupada spent. How much time would that be? 5 minutes?
A few days.
Yeah. Definitely the unique tirtha. And unique devotees here come to offer some seva.
So I always feel honored coming back here. Various relationships in eternal service.
All right, so I will stop there. And what time is the festival? 4:30? Is that when the... Okay, 4:30.
We just encourage the brothers again that after breakfast, if you've got time, they can go and help their Jagannath Prasad.
Ah.
But he's offering tonight.
Wow.
Many offerings that have been made for Jagannath's pleasure. So, brothers, if you have time to help your Jagannath's pleasure, please go after breakfast and just share it.
To become part of spiritual history. Lord Jagannath is very hungry. He had a big party, he maybe overeat today, and then he has to recover. So we can become part of his whole lila. And if you don't become part, then he'll have to ask someone else to come along. But we won't have to worry about that, will we? Alright. Grantala Srimad Bhavatam Ki Jai. Jagannath Prabhupada Ki Jai. Jagannath Mahadev Ki Jai. I don't pray. Thank you.